response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
New York's number one sports radio, 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
All righty, folks, 7:40 here on this Friday evening, a little late happy hour with JJ, John Jastrzemski. We're right here on The Fan, and I'm fired up to welcome in our next guest because this guy is a pioneer. This guy is ahead of his time, and I love the movie that was made about his life. So let's welcome in Brandon Lang of BrandonLang.com, host of the Believe in the Football Betting Show on the Believe Podcast Network. And, of course, his life is two for the money. And, Brandon, it's good to have you aboard, brother. And, man, it's got to be pretty damn cool to say my life story is played in a damn movie by Matthew McConaughey. Bro, that must be nice.
Yeah, that's probably the number one question that people ask me, and I'm like, you know, I'm 57, my wife is 47, she looks 27, she's Filipino. I kind of outkicked my coverage there. If you Google Brandon Lang's wife and you see my wife, people go, bro, you so outkick your coverage. And I'm like, I know, I get it. And the older I get, she's into yoga, body fat 2%, and I'm like, I got that little bald spot going. I'm in that infomercial looking for the spray that covers the bald spot, and, you know, it's going to go there, bro, but it doesn't matter, because I can always walk in that bedroom and say, honey, close your eyes. It comes Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right, all right.
I love it, Brandon. I love it. So let me ask you point blank. As your life story is getting played out in Hollywood and, you know, Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey, how accurate, how realistic is the two for the money story to the Brandon Lang story?
You know, 75%. Hollywood does take liberties, but as far as just finding me in Vegas, bringing me to New York, presenting me with the opportunity to make some money with my opinion, went on a great winning streak, did the TV show, and became basically John Anthony, absolutely all true. We switched it to football season rather than basketball season. I was going to walk on and play at UNLV in 89 when I hurt my knee, but of course Matthew can't shoot a basketball, so we had to switch it to football because Matt can throw a football. But as far as basketball is concerned, Matt can't play dead in a Western. I get it. Okay, you're Matt McConaughey. We'll switch it to football. But other than that, you know, pretty true to form, man. And it's been, you know, basically 16 years, 15 years, and it's still as surreal today as it was back then.
Brandon, when you think about the sports gambling industry from when you were getting your start, when you got into it, and where we are at right now, I mean, dude, you got to be amazed with how mainstream it's all become, correct?
Bro, it's Rounders. It's the same thing with Rounders. Rounders came out probably 4 or 5 years too early of when the poker boom hit. And two for the money was probably 10 years too soon from where we're at now. But I, you know, I went on Stephen A. Smith, quite frankly, on ESPN2 06, 07, 08, and I said to him, I said, listen, I said, we're so far behind the times. If we would just legalize gambling and tax it, the money we would make in revenue that's going overseas and going to Costa Rica was, they said, in excess of $500 billion in tax revenue that we're missing out on, that we're allowing to go someplace else. Or 500 million, some number back then that was just, you shook your head like, oh my God. So we're still not all, you know, all fit, all every state. Utah's never going to do it. Let's make sure we're clear on that. Utah will never do it.
Hey, Brandon, we're still waiting here in New York, man. Trust me on that. We're still waiting here in New York to get legalized sports gambling. Long overdue.
Yep. So it'll get there. It'll get there eventually. You can't ignore the tax dollars. But at least we're moving forward in that direction and having traction in that direction. At the end of the day, that's all we can ask for.
Brandon, would you say, you know, when you were getting into this, you guys in many ways were like the only game in town. Now, I mean, I'm doing a sports betting show here on The Fan. You go on Fox, you go on ESPN, you go here, you go there. Everybody is diving their toes into these waters. How different is the industry from that standpoint, you know, from the two for the money times to 2020 currently?
The margin of error back then, when you were kind of the only game in town, you could maybe go on a 4, 5, 6, 7 day losing streak, or maybe lose for a couple of weeks in a row and people would hang with you. And that was about it. Now, with the market being oversaturated, you got to win now. You got to provide a winning product now. You can't go on any major losing streaks. That's why at the top of my website at BrandonLang.com is money management plus discipline equals success. And if your bankroll is managed correctly, and if you bet correctly, and if you manage it that way, you can weather the losing week or the two losing weeks, and you can make some money in this business. And that's why all my handicappers release one game a day. It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. And you're just trying to get people on the right side of the game. I've said for years there's a right side to a game and a wrong side to a game, and it's my job to get you on the right side of the game. For instance, let's take Green Bay, San Francisco last night. The right side of the game was Green Bay. So you whatever that number was going to be, you lose with Green Bay no matter what you do. And if San Francisco and Mullins happens to play the game of their life, so be it. But the Packers coming off a loss, going out to San Francisco, I don't know if you saw the stat yesterday, but of the 9 guys that touched the ball in the NFC Championship game last year, not one of those 9 guys was playing last night for San Francisco. That line should have been 14, but it would never have gotten to 14. They put it out 7.5, and here's the crazy thing about it. That line moved down, went from
Brandon,
7.5
to 5. You nailed it, dude. Hey, I got cute. I own it, Brandon, because everything from a football standpoint said to take the Green Bay Packers. You are 1,000% right. But I looked at that line. So explain this to me and to the audience out there. Why would that line, when you're making these points, and anybody who's like researching and doing their homework sees, you know, San Francisco's missing everybody, COVID, injuries, you name it. Why does that line move from 7.5 to 6.5?
Because people bought into the fact of just how dominant San Francisco was over Green Bay in both meetings last year. They couldn't get past people bet based on what they just saw. And what they just saw was Minnesota and Kirk Cousins and the 1-5, 1-6 Minnesota Vikings run right through them. And there's nothing Green Bay could do to stop them. Nothing. And so you had a team that was as bad as Minnesota's been all year long go into Green Bay and just destroy them. And so you really felt like, I know all these guys are missing for San Francisco, but maybe Green Bay. And look, the game before that, Tampa Bay ripped Green Bay 38-10, just ripped them. They just got ripped twice. And so people just felt, you know what, a home dog getting close to a touchdown, God, that's just too good to pass up. And at the end of the day, it didn't matter. Aaron Rodgers carved them up, and games like that don't come around often, and you got to take advantage of them. You just have to, because Vegas won't make those mistakes very often.
We got Brandon Lang from Two for the Money fame. Check him out in the Believe in the Football Betting Show on the Believe Podcast Network. Brandon, is there one particular team in 2020 that has been a cover machine for you? Do you have like a team that week in and week out you feel like you're going back to the well on?
I have a habit of doing that. I have a habit of going back to the well for a team that just every time I use them, they get it done. Vegas has been that team for me the last couple of weeks. I just like that. I had them when they beat the Saints. I had them plus the points at Kansas City. I had them last week against Cleveland. And I like them again this week against the Chargers. I'll say it to you again. If you have the ability to go into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs, you have the ability to go into L.A. and beat the Chargers. The Chargers are a team right now that it finds way to lose games. Vegas is a team right now it's finding ways to win games, and I just like everything I'm seeing with Vegas. Another team that I've been going to the well with this year is Denver. Denver's 7-2 against the number, their last 9 away. I had them on Sunday, plus the points at home. They're feisty. They've been feisty all year long. And last but not least, the go-to team that I like this weekend is Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. You know what? I'm a big fan of the TV show Different Strokes. Brother, we got Mr. Drummond. We got Gary Coleman with Antonio Brown. We got Tom Brady playing Mr. Drummond. We can't find Todd Bridges, but Antonio Brown's living with Brady, going to the field with Brady. I mean, I think Tampa Bay is going to shred New Orleans on Sunday. I just do. I had Tampa Bay over Green Bay. And if you can shut down Aaron Rodgers and hold Aaron Rodgers and that Green Bay offense, and remember, that was the first game Adams came back, was against Tampa Bay. And they shut him down, scored 38 unanswered, beat Green Bay 38-10. What makes you think Drew Brees is going to be able to do something against that defense? Now people are going to say, well, they didn't look very good Monday night. You have letdowns in the NFL. You have look-aheads in the NFL. Tampa Bay rolled into New York. They weren't looking at the Giants, man. They were looking at the Saints game on Sunday night on national TV. They did just what they had to do to get it done. But you watch. It is going to be a coming-out party for Tampa Bay Sunday night against New Orleans. I've said New Orleans has been overrated all year. I said their time is done. Their window has closed. Tampa Bay on Sunday, -4, gets you some. They're going to open it up on New Orleans.
Brandon, what is your take on teams coming off a bye week? To me, it depends on the coach, depends on, you know, the way they go about their business and whatnot. But I don't think it's always a given. Oh, a team's going to come out sharp. They're going to be ready to rock and roll. I thought Baltimore last week might be in one of those spots against the Steelers. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. In general, how do you treat teams coming off a bye week?
You know, it's funny. You literally hit the nail on the head right there. You really did, because you have to focus in on coaches, because it really does fall on coaches. It falls on coaches getting their teams ready to play. Some coaches do, some coaches don't. The problem with Baltimore is teams are now starting to adjust, and they're starting to force Lamar Jackson to beat him from the pocket. And what they're finding out is that he can't do it. The problem is the really good teams can force Lamar to beat you from the pocket. The bad teams, he just gets loose and runs roughshod, and that's why his career sort of is. He's beating the teams he's supposed to beat, and he's struggling against the really good team. And so I actually think they're in a good spot this week in Indianapolis. I don't think the Colts are as good as everybody thinks they are, and I think Baltimore is going to get back up on the side. Listen, they're still on a 14-4 run against the spread their last 18. So, yeah, they dropped a couple the last couple of weeks, but this line to open up 3. It's down to 1.5. And listen, anytime I can go against Philip Crimea Rivers with a better team laying less than a field goal, I will force Crimea Rivers at 68 years old with 29 kids to show me he can play a perfect ball game and beat the Ravens.
Brandon, why'd that line, though, go to pick 'em?
Indy at home, how Indy's look. 41-21 last week over Detroit. Indy's been pretty solid all year long. People, again, I just said it. People have that tendency to bet on what they just saw. And what they just saw was Baltimore losing to Pittsburgh and Indianapolis blowing out Detroit. But on paper, I think Baltimore is a better team. Listen, Baltimore just lost 2 games to the other 2 best teams in the AFC, Pittsburgh and Kansas City. So before we just thought, you know, people cast Baltimore to the side, this is a team that they match up well against, and this is a team that they know they can beat, and it's probably a team they are going to beat.
Brendan, let me give you one. Seattle. Normally I hate teams going West Coast to East Coast. They're one of those teams that doesn't matter. I feel like with Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson, they are a team that just thrives playing on the East Coast. They won in Miami earlier in the year. They've done it a bunch the last 2 or 3 couple of years. I see Seattle only laying a field goal here against Buffalo. Might smell a little fishy, but man, I feel like that's a Seattle lay it or pass type of spot. Would you agree?
No, that's the next game I was going to give you. I'm of the same page with you on that for a couple of reasons. And another thing I like to do is I'm a big situational handicapper as well. You look at Buffalo and you look at that win last week against New England and how right down to the wire, and that was a hump for them. That was a very big speed bump for them. Bill Belichick was 33-3 his last 36 games against the Buffalo Bills. Think about that. Now, granted, a lot of that was with P12, but 33-3. So Buffalo to win that game against New England and get over that hump and beat that team and be 6-2 and be leading that division, man, that is so big for them. And now to ask them to get right back up and get on the table and try to stop this Seattle pass game. Buffalo's pass rush hasn't been that good. It's a bad spot. It's a bad spot for Buffalo. I'm with you. And I'm a guy that buys off the 3 number always. I always tell people, spend the 30 cents. If you like the favorite, buy it down to 2.5. If you like the home dog, buy it up to 3.5. I'm much more comfortable with you buying that down to 2.5 and laying it with Seattle based on the situation that favors the Seahawks here with Buffalo coming off that big win against the Patriots.
We got the legend Brandon Lang, 2 for the money fame. He's got all sorts of stuff cooking with the Believe Podcast Network. Brandon, in general, do you like locking in games early in the week, or do you wait until Friday or Saturday to make them official?
I'm a Friday night guy. I'm a Friday night guy for college and a Saturday night guy for pros. So I will finalize. I take the college world, narrow it down to 5 games. That I've studied all week. And then tonight I'll finalize what that play is going to be for Sunday. Last Saturday, the best bet was that I'd been a little cold on Saturday. So started off on fire, 4-0 the first 4 weeks, and then I went on a little tailspin, lost the next three. I needed to hit last week, and I finalized Auburn plus the 2 against LSU, and then got the miracle cover on Sunday with Denver over the Chargers. So I'll finalize that college play tonight, a couple games I'm looking at. I like to see where the line moves all week. I like to see what the public's doing with the game. I like to let the injuries. And remember, we're a little different this year with COVID. So having to sit back and not lock into a game and unload on a game, and then you find out Friday night JoJo's got COVID. I mean, this whole COVID thing is really throwing a wrench in it. So it's best to be patient and wait as long as you can based on this BS COVID-19 nonsense.
Yeah, I get it, Brandon. Listen, it's been a challenge for everybody. It's obviously a challenge in picking games. Before we get you out of here, best bet or lean for the best bet Sunday in the NFL. You've given us some ideas to what you like, but if you got to narrow it down to 3 or 5 right now, what would be on your potential card?
I gave you Tampa Bay. I gave you Vegas. I gave you Seattle. I gave you Denver, plus the 4, and I gave you...
Wow, we're riding on a lot of these games, man. This is going to be a really good week or a really bad week, bro. I hope it's a really good week.
And in college, I'll give you 2 in college. I'll give you Michigan, buy down to 2.5. They've beaten Indiana 24 straight games going back to 1987. People are off of Michigan right now based on the fact that they just lost outright to Michigan State. What they don't realize is that the reason why Michigan State lost to Rutgers is because they had 8 turnovers. That's a really good Michigan State team that you're gonna find out as the year goes. They're a pretty good football team, and Michigan should not have been laying 22 to them. Michigan will rebound, and they will cover that 2.5 against an Indiana team that, like I said, they have beaten them 24 in a row going back to last year. And for all you guys that like big favorites, Appalachian State will beat Texas State by 40 on Saturday as well.
Brandon, who is more fun in person, McConaughey or Pacino?
Oh, Matt, hands down. Al's great, but you're looking at Michael Corleone or Tony Montana, so you're a little nervous. You're a little nervous. You know, you don't know about Don, but you don't know if Luca Brasi is going to come walking through the back door. So you're a little on edge with Pacino, but with Matt. Matt was great. We had a great time in Vegas. If you ever do a podcast, we'll go a little podcast with me and Matt at the Hard Rock and the Bowling Alley Suite. But other than that, pretty good run, bro. Pretty good run.
Brandon, awesome stuff, man. I love the movie when it came out. You know, that came out, I want to say, my senior year of high school. I think it was like 2005, 2006. And I love it, man. Anytime I need to get inspired before the start of a football season, I'm thinking of your story, man. So continued success. Let's get it this weekend. I have a feeling we're going to be on a lot of the same games based upon the conversation we just had. So I'm feeling pretty good about that, to be honest. I think it's leading to good things this weekend. You know, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, the whole deal. Bro, enjoy your weekend, and let's do this again soon, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, bud.
Great stuff there from Brandon Lang. And for those of you who saw the movie 2 for the Money, it's about his life. And not bad. You know, McConaughey could play me in a movie. I'd be thrilled. Maybe another lifetime, McConaughey's playing me in a movie. That was a great movie, too. I enjoyed it. Al Pacino. I think Rene Russo is the love interest. It's very good. Very, very good. So I'm fired up. That was a fun spot. And a couple of the games I was thinking about, Brandon Lane pointed out. So there's a little bit more of a hint for the unlocks of the week. Who's involved? You'll have to see.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.